With the Golden Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey as we get ready to play football on a baseball field this week. And first of all, how exciting is that for you to get a chance to go to one of the historic venues in the country? It's not even meant for football, but you get to play football.
Yeah, you know, I'm super excited. Another great opportunity to go 1-0. And I'm just really excited for the opportunity to get to play. Like Coach Fleck says, no matter where we play, we'll play anywhere. So I'm just excited for the opportunity.
Did you play baseball growing up?
I did. I played until about 10 or 11 years old, yeah.
What was your position?
I played shortstop and pitcher.
I figured pitcher at least had to be part of it.
Yep.
And you're a Kansas City Royals fan. You're not a huge baseball guy, but if you're going to follow a team, it's the Royals?
Yeah. Definitely since it's close to home. But, I wasn't too much of a baseball guy growing up.
All right, let's talk some football here. You have had a few learning experiences here over the course of the year going on the road. This is a road game. There'll be a lot of Gopher fans, though. What are some lessons you've taken from the previous road trips that you can kind of, use not just for this week, but also for the rest of your career?
Yeah, you know, I think I played some really challenging road games this year that are obviously for your first year starting. It's a great experience. Really loud ones, you know, Ohio State, Cal, Oregon, and Iowa, I think, are some of the loudest in the Big Ten, especially in the country. So I think it's a and they're also really good teams. So I think it was a great experience for me to, you know, get better and better on the road. It was challenging, but, you know, I got to learn a lot with how over-communicative you have to be. And it's challenging on the road, but you just got to be your best, and we got to do a better job of that.
In terms of that, without giving away all the secrets in terms of silent counts and all that, you mentioned over-communicative. It sometimes has to be, hand gestures or what have you. So how much do you guys have to work on that during the week? I don't know if that'll be the case again this week, but in places like Ohio Stadium and Oregon and those places.
Yeah, so, I mean, we worked on it a lot this offseason because we obviously knew our schedule and knew it was going to have to be a thing. But, I mean, the first game, the first, like, real time we used it was at Ohio State, and it was pretty challenging because you might have to snap it a little earlier than you do with the shot clock. And I had a few issues with that at Ohio State. Coach got me with a few timeouts that I can't have happen, and then got better as at Iowa with it. And then last week was really smooth at Oregon with it. So, I mean, it takes time, but I feel like we're really good at it now.
And with that, too, came a couple of pre-snap penalties early. I think Iowa, there was a couple. Last week, maybe the first play of the game, but then after that, it looked pretty flawless from that standpoint.
Yeah. You just have to be super detailed with everything going on. You know, you got to have extreme focus on the road because there's a lot of talking going on. So I think focus is the main thing on the road, and anywhere you play, you have to be extremely focused.
In regard to this Northwestern football team now, take me through what you see from them when you watch film.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. I told Harbaugh they're obviously really a lot better than I had even imagined. Like, they do a lot of stuff schematically that's very challenging. They have great players, great athletes that play super, super hard. So, I mean, we're going to have to be at our best if we want to go win this game.
You know, Northwestern, I think a lot of people have this impression they're kind of that glitzy school in Chicago with all the smart guys and stuff. But, boy, they play kind of an old school, tough, hard nose. I mean, Gophers will have to bring their A game in terms of intensity, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, they remind me a lot of our defense with how hard they play. I mean, they do a lot of things schematically, like I said, and their defense coordinator is really good. I know he's with Coach Fleck at Western. So I got a lot of respect for him, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to play him.
In regard to how aggressive you want to be, take me through what your reads might be. You get a few more downfield shots possibly as the season moves on here, as we're down to just a few games left.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think when the opportunity is there, take it. You know, understanding the situation within the play is the biggest thing. You know, there's usually a shot in most plays that we have, but, you know, it's understanding the situation, understanding the down and distance. If I can check it down or get it to someone to get a first down or maybe get 5 yards and then you're in third and two, compared to trying to squeeze the ball and get sacked and you're in third and 12. So I think really understanding the situation is a big thing with it.
The last one or last couple here for you. Last week you get the touchdown on that opening drive of the third quarter.
Yeah.
I thought one of the best drives maybe of the season. You came out and responded a little bit, Tracy makes a great stab of that pass. Talk me through the importance of that drive and what you can build on from that.
Yeah, you know, I think it was huge. You know, coming out, you're down 28-6, and you have to make a decision right there because it's not out of reach, obviously, but you have to play really, really high-level football in the second half if you want to put yourself in a position. And, I mean, the message was just come out like you did the first half. You know, don't start slow. We got to start fast, obviously, now with what's going on, and we got to go execute at a high level. And I felt like we did that, and Javon made a heck of a catch. And, you know, sometimes that's why you have those wideouts, is they got to make you look good sometimes, and he obviously did there. But, you know, I thought that drive was huge for the offense, and we just got to – after that, we got to keep building so we can continue to score points.
Last one for you. We're hitting that time of year now in Big Ten country. Last couple weeks, it's getting a little chilly. You're out all week in the cold weather. How's a kid from Arkansas Arkansas now, taking all that in?
Yeah, you know, it's I'm enjoying it. You know, I had a few cold games in high school, like 20 or 25 degrees, that were pretty cold. So, I mean, I honestly haven't experienced, knock on wood, experienced like a snow game where it's 0 degrees, but I'd obviously love to do that as well. I think just building those experiences and getting those opportunities is what you dream for as a kid. So I'm cool with any condition.
Very good. Always great catching up. Thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Drake Lindsey, Golden Gopher quarterback.